Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. If you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. And follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. So Kansas schools are holding assemblies teaching the idea that white people are oppressors. I don't know if you were aware of this. I certainly wasn't. But apparently they're teaching that we're oppressors, that our country is inherently racist, fundamentally flawed, and must therefore be torn down and deconstructed from the ground up. That, folks, is the essence of critical race theory. It is possible that it's already being taught in your child's public school. Joining us now to discuss the dangers of critical race theory is Michael Austin. He is a Kansas advisor to the United States Committee on Civil Rights and an emerging poverty scholar for the American Enterprise Institute. Michael, nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Hey, John, nice to hear from you. It's always a pleasure being on.
So, Michael, I mean, for those of you who don't know you, you're an African-American. Your wife is white. As a parent of two young children, it must worry you that, you know, someday you may have to explain to them, you know, the teacher says mommy is an evil oppressor. I mean, this, it's about as asinine as a situation you may ever have to encounter, but that's just crazy.
You know, I think you're kind of hitting it right on the head. And yeah, I'm African American. You know, I'm also a scholar too. You know,
right?
And I'm a proponent of free markets, and I can easily, you know, use, you know, the historical facts to discredit critical race theory and make its ties to Marxism. But what you just said there just speaks to the entire crux of the issue.
Well, and
critical
frankly,
race theory.
Let me say this right off the bat, Michael. You know what? I could care less what color you are. This is the first time I've known you for how many years? This is the first time I've even cared or even made a mention or thought one hell of beans what color you are. I could care less. Why do they? You know, it's just so stupid. I'm sorry. I just had to put that out there. But it interrupted.
Oh,
it just annoyed the heck out of me that I even had to bring up your race, because I could care less what race you are.
I appreciate it, John. I really do. But you get to the crux of the issue, which is that critical race theory destroys families.
Yeah.
Period. That's it. It destroys families. And it's no different functionally than Marxism back in the 1930s. It's all about breaking down the family, breaking down the relationship we have with our friends, our neighbors, our family members, breaking down our faith, all to put more power into the hands of government.
Well, you know, much like, I guess, these employers that want to now create separate spaces for people who are vaccinated and people who are unvaccinated, critical race theory believes in segregating people into two groups as well. You know, the virtuous victims and the evil oppressors, basically white people and everybody else. I thought we'd done away with segregation. I thought we were more enlightened than this. And here we are now trying to resegregate for some asinine reason.
Not only are we doing that, but we're also rewriting history. In fact, we're creating an alternate reality. Remember, you know, this is a nation of we the people, and America has better legal protections than any country in this world. America, no other country does better than America in upward mobility and increasing the incomes of the people that live here. And yet, you know, critical race theory and its, you know, related 1619 project is willing to throw all of that away and rewrite history all because of the color of one's skin. I mean, I thought we had learned about this. We fought a war over this. 100 years later, we codified civil rights into law. And now that's all being thrown away, all to support, you know, giving more of our freedoms to government.
Well, and parents may not even be aware that these Marxist notions are being taught in their schools. The Wichita Eagle on Friday reported that the Kansas Board of Regents, in response to a question from a state senator, is asking its universities to produce a list of courses that include critical race theory. But predictably, the KNEA and others want them to oppose the request. I mean, why? Don't parents have a right to know? Don't legislators have a right to know what's being taught if this kind of radical theory is being taught in schools?
You're most certainly right. And it's not just what we're seeing in universities. It's happening in the high schools as well. Johnson County, I think you talked about this, had a diversity seminar where they taught that Christians and white people were privileged and evil. Topeka school principals, there's a story out there where they are openly endorsing, you know, anarchist organizations, and yet they don't allow, you know, Blue Lives Matter signs to be put up. People are speaking in Manhattan. They're speaking all across the state. And I think the solution to it is exactly what you said. By making sure that parents are informed and you give them a way out, that is the proper recourse that we should take to ensure that schools don't teach activism, they teach academics.
Well, that is the key. What you just said there is parental choice. And yet even this year in the legislature, look how hard they had to fight for slight incremental change to parental choice. I would have thought after a year of, you know, schools being closed and radical changes to, you know, education and, you know, kids having to learn at home and all the struggles, I would have thought that we'd be able to make a little more progress on that. But again, it shows you, and I've said this time and time again on this show, the NRA, Kansas for Life, they are not the powerful entities in Topeka. It's the KNEA. It's the KASB.
Now, to their credit, we've got, you know, the legislature got closer than it's ever been in promoting school choice. I think they're only one vote shy in the Senate. So that has to say something.
Yeah.
But what it also means is that parents can't just sit on their laurels and say, well, we tried and now we give up. No, you know, just like we saw with COVID, just like we've seen with pushing critical race theory, you know, school boards are going to continue to push down things that we as parents don't like. And we need to have the freedom and resources to leave if we don't like it. So it just tells you why it's so important to make sure, you know, you get the right people elected into school boards, and you get the right people elected into this 2022 election in all levels of government.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously, we just talked to former Governor Collier, and that, again, that shows important, because even if the legislature had passed it, you and I both know full well Laura Kelly never would have allowed that to stand. It's ironic that you mentioned the next elections, because tomorrow you have... I've got the invites. I've seen them coming across. You've got a noon tomorrow at Historic Union Station. There's a big thing, big shindig coming on. You've got an announcement. So, what is this big announcement? Let me guess. You're coming out as, non-binary, gender-neutral dolphin. That's what you're going to do, right? You're joining the Blues Clues cast as a gender-neutral, non-binary dolphin. That's the announcement.
I am proud to say that is most certainly not the announcement.
So what is it?
I don't know. I'm 100% proud to say that is not the announcement. What I will say is that it speaks to solving the very issues that we just discussed evening.
So does it by any chance involve an elected office?
It may not. But you know what? You can find out if you join me tomorrow at noon at the Historic Union Station.
So does it by any chance involve, say, an office where I have interviewed another candidate who has filed on this show, say, oh, I don't know, maybe Stephen Johnson, who may be running for state treasurer?
You know, John, you're a very popular guy. I'm sure you've interviewed plenty of prospective candidates. But what I will tell you is that the decision that I am going to announce tomorrow, it has been, you know, made with the proper discussion with my family, with my friends, mentors, and I'm really excited to share it. I really am.
You know, for a guy who is not a politician, you are doing a phenomenally good job not answering a question. You are adept at that. You have mastered that skill already. And see, since you're not a candidate yet, I can't refer anybody to a website or anything. What's your Twitter handle at least? Can share that.
Of course. My Twitter handle is KS Tax Economist, and that's either on Facebook or on Twitter. You know, I've always been a great advocate in providing, you know, COVID data and, you know, being a taxpayer advocate by talking about tax relief and budgets. And I can tell you for sure that is always going to continue no matter what I say tomorrow.
That is certainly true. And I would imagine that someone who's been a strong taxpayer advocate, someone who's knows numbers, would be really good in, say, oh, I don't know, a treasurer's office, maybe.
Maybe. You know, I think what's really important is whoever, you know, is elected to that role is qualified.
And didn't vote for, say, the largest tax increase in state history or Medicaid expansion twice.
So I will add consistently qualified. A consistently qualified conservative, I think, would be great for that role.
I tried, folks. I tried to get him to say it. I really did. You got to give me an A for effort. Michael, I appreciate you, brother. Let's say after tomorrow, maybe you'll come on the show and talk about whatever it is or is not you may be doing.
Thank you so much for the invitation. I would most certainly love to.
All right, brother. I will probably be there. We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. Give us a call. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.